Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac, Neil standing by.
Here and accounted for.
Today, we passed the midway mark. We blew past the midway point of the month of February. 48th day of the year here on February 17th. We're going to move and start at 1801. House of Representatives broke an electoral tie between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. Just imagine how the country would react, media would react, if we had an electoral tie. I don't think we can get one now.
No, I don't think
because,
so.
You know,
it's an odd number.
Yeah. Well, yeah, back there in 1801, there were fewer states, fewer representatives, thus fewer electoral votes.
Right.
And the wise thing is to make sure that they're not an even number, because
right.
then that means if they're an even number elsewhere that need to break a tie. I mean, it's even in the Senate, right? Senate has 100 senators, two for each state. Is that
two
right,
for
Neil?
Each state. Yeah, that's the way I
have
it.
That is. So then if there's a tie that needs to be broken, they bring in the vice president, who is the president of the Senate.
Yep.
But what are the total number of electoral votes available? I can't remember. Is it 573? How many electoral votes are there? See, what did I say? 538. 538.
Okay.
So that's even, too. That could end up in a tie still. What do you think of that? That'd be crazy. That'd be bonkers.
That would be crazy. Let's hope we don't go there.
So it was between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. And Jefferson became president. Burr became vice president.
Yeah.
And then he'd be in the duel with Hamilton.
Then he'd be in the duel with Hamilton and prevail.
So, 1864, during the Civil War, did you know there were submarines during the Civil War, Neil?
What?
Yes, there were.
There
was. Confederate submarine CSS H.L. Hunley. The Hunley sunk Union ship, the USS Housatonic. Aren't they, isn't that an a cappella group, Housatonic?
Housatonic, yeah. They have a great Christmas show.
I know. I've been there. It's wonderful. Yeah. It was in Charleston, South Carolina, the world's first successful submarine attack, although crews of both vessels were killed. So how successful was that attack? If you also, by the basis of firing, you also sunk to the bottom and very primitive, I'm sure, submarine, considering the advances that have been made in submarines and submarine warfare, etc., that... maybe they hadn't tested it yet, what it was like to fire, because obviously the firing mechanism. You'd have to look into it. I'm sure there's an article, I'm sure, in depth on the fate of the CSS H.L. Hunley. Didn't he also do news on, wasn't it Garrett Hunley, right? Maybe that's named after Garrett Hunley. So 1864 for that one. How about 1876, Julius Wolfe? Credited with being the first one to can sardines. And you know, I've never had a sardine. Have you?
I think I was forced into it.
Like in a bat, like a
young
dare?
Lad.
Like a dare? Maybe a drinking game?
I'm not ever having sardines. I'm very certain of that.
Would I like sardines? I mean, I like pickled herring. Are sardines anywhere close to that, or are they just stinky? Some people would say
stinky.
Pickled herring is stinky.
Yeah. What about pickled turkey gizzards?
I don't go with those. Never have. No. I like to limit my organ consumption.
Right.
I prefer muscle over organs. So that was this state, 1876, first to can sardines. And now they're really the only way to go. If you're going to eat a sardine, it better be canned. 1965, this date.
But here's a young lady who, I think, got her first national exposure on my show, who not only writes funny, she is funny herself. Would you welcome, please, Joan Rivers.
So, Joan Rivers' first ever appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. That was actually from a different show. That isn't from The Tonight Show. That's actually from The Sammy Davis Show, because they have very little archived tapes and film from the early Johnny Carson. You know, back in the old days of TV, a lot of times shows like that were live and they did every day, because they didn't have a lot of tape to save tape and videotape once they started taping these, or film, and they would just remember back in the day, they would just take a film camera and point it at the monitor, and that would be how they would film these shows that were going on live. And it, they didn't have videotape yet, but they would reuse the tapes. Some of them are lost. Sometimes they have fires, like in their archives. That's happened before in Hollywood, where there's a fire and we lose things permanently. There are those early days of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. There aren't that many archives and not that many tapes and whatnot and episodes of the show.
Shame.
It is a shame. It really is. We are deprived of seeing or even hearing. I would just take the audio here, of course, on the Almanac. But so it's they started off, of course, they're very amicable early on, and then that relationship, as you know, Neil, did not end real well. Joan,
it didn't,
and,
sadly.
And Johnny.
Yeah.
Sadly. Yeah. So that was the state 1965, 1968. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame opened in Springfield, Massachusetts, named after who, Neil?
James A. Naismith.
Yes.
The guy most credited, I think, with inventing basketball.
You know, you bring up James A. Naismith. Jim Rich earlier today said the guy that we had backing up Buchanan,
Buxton.
Buxton. They call him Buck. I'm thinking of Big Old Dumb Buck. Who was the guy that we had? Didn't we get from San Francisco?
Buck Buchanan.
Buchanan. He was a swing and a miss.
It wasn't Buck Buchanan.
It wasn't.
Was it?
Yeah, we picked him up when we got Joe Nathan from the Giants.
I know.
He was
a catcher and a first baseman, maybe.
Kind of a big guy. But anyway, he said Stephen A. Smith.
Michael A. Smith.
Michael Taylor. I thought it was Michael Taylor.
Yeah, it was Michael.
Michael A. Taylor.
Yeah, I wondered about that. When he said Smith, I go,
he said Stephen
right?
A. Smith. That's when you get old, that's what happens. Because isn't he the commentator on ESPN?
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith?
I thought he said Michael A. Smith, but maybe
maybe
not.
It was Michael A. Smith.
Yeah.
But
I think it was
a combination of Michael Taylor and Stephen A. Smith, and he combined the two.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
That's like earlier this morning.
Yep.
Before you were on the pre-6 a.m. club, I played, you heard the little clip of it in our intro, the whole Robert Klein President's Day mattress sale. I inadvertently said Kevin Klein. I know the difference between the two, but I just mix them up in my head, the names.
Sure.
I can tell them apart when I look at them. Well, that's Kevin Klein, that's Robert Klein. But I want to thank the lady from Andover for setting me straight on that one.
Sure.
Because who knows what kind of mistakes we would have made later on.
Yeah, moving forward.
Okay, so this date here, we're going to move up to 1990 on SNL. Did you watch the 50-year anniversary of SNL?
Last night.
I have recorded it. It's on my DVR. The red carpet and the 3-hour special, 50-year anniversary. 1990 this date on that very program.
Okay, we're just about out of time, right? But it's always been my fantasy to play with you guys. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind singing the Wayne's World theme with me.
All right.
Yeah? Let's go do it. Okay, let's do it. All right.
Check one, sibilance. Check two, sibilance.
That's Tom Hanks. We've got Aerosmith on Wayne's World on SNL on this day. 1990 was epic.
One, two, three.
Steven Tyler.
That is excellent, actually.
And then, of course, they would appear in the movie.
Yes.
Wayne's World, if I'm not mistaken, right? Weren't they in the movie?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, that's.
Or am I thinking of the group that did Ballroom Blitz, The Sweet?
I don't think so.
Because that was in the movie, I remember.
Yeah.
This date in 1996, world chess champion Garry Kasparov beat the IBM supercomputer Deep Blue in a 6-game match.
Yeah, that was a battle.
And then the next year, Deep Blue beat him. I bet you now there's no human that could defeat a computer, because I can imagine since 96, since that time, practically 30 years, that at this point with AI and everything, there's no way to beat a computer at chess.
Wouldn't think so.
No. 2013 was a sad day in country music.
On country music star Mindy McCready, dead at 37 in an apparent suicide. The singer had been going through a period of real turmoil, struggling with substance abuse, rehab, and most recently the death of her boyfriend. ABC's Chris Connolly has the story now.
We don't have time for Chris Connolly. We'd love to, but it is the Bob Almanac, and we try to keep it to under an hour. Mindy McCready found dead. This was sad, this date, 2013. I don't want to say that her career was over, but her period of making hits had been over. But she could have continued, of course, to perform and be a part of all these great outdoor music festivals and things. But she was a troubled lady, Neil.
Yeah, it was. It was very sad. I know the guy said it was. She got into some drugs. Her and her boyfriend were both in that kind of a problem area in their life, and sadly, she took her own.
What is your favorite Mindy McCready song? I gotta go. You know, guys do it all the time. I think we actually played that this morning earlier here on the Bob Morning Show in the 5 o'clock hour pre 6 a.m. club. That mm-hmm. song's pretty good.
It sure is. Yes.
10,000 Angels, Neil. You like that one?
That's another good one. She had a great voice and a good, a short but good career in country music.
So, 2014, speaking of The Tonight Show.
Welcome to The Tonight Show. This is the first Tonight Show broadcast from New York in over 40 years. Great, huh? Welcome. I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I'll be your host for now.
Jimmy Fallon took over The Tonight Show on this day, 2014. It was funny how he listed, he wanted to thank all the past hosts. So he went Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien. Then he said Jay Leno again, which was funny again.
Right.
2014.
And then Jimmy Fallon, he's still doing it, right?
He's still doing it. Yeah, I don't watch late night TV. I like watching clips of the old late night shows.
Yes.
They're not the same late night shows now than they were back in the old days. So I prefer the old days. And there are still some funny things that go on those shows. And if I want to see them, I'll watch the clip because they're all on YouTube and various other platforms.
Sure. I'm with you there.
Jimmy Fallon, 2014. How about birthdays now today?
The future hasn't been kind to you, has it?
I didn't say I was from the future.
I was raised by witches, boy. I see with more than eyes, you know that.
I'm totally from the future.
Yes, you
are. I need to talk to you.
Thor was having a hard time, wasn't he? In Endgame,
he was an emotional
mess. You don't want the God of Thunder to be an emotional mess, because that can be a problem. You start crying and people getting hit by lightning. That one guy that was hit like 9 times, the old park ranger, he gets hit again.
Yeah.
You don't want that. But that's Rene Russo. Thomas Crown Affair, loved her in Major League, and she played Thor's mom in the Thor movies and the Avengers and the Marvel. We like to call it the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Went and saw the new Captain America last night.
Oh, how was that?
Brave New World. It's good. It's good. It's not Captain America and the Winter Soldier good, but it has still kind of that spy kind of intrigue, international kind of intrigue kind of stuff that had in some of those movies. It was a good change up from what Marvel had been producing and throwing at us here recently, basically since that last clip that we had, Endgame. It's been a little bit of a mess for them, at least in my opinion. Rene Russo, 71.
Wasn't she the love interest to Tom Berenger in Major League?
Yeah. Didn't I mention Major League? I thought I mentioned Major League.
I don't know.
League.
Did you maybe?
Yeah, I think I did.
And Tin Cup, of course.
Yeah, oh, that one too. That. Oh, great. Yeah. How about this guy?
Well, why don't you tell us your favorite part of gardening?
Well, I'd have to say it's getting down and dirty with my hoe.
I don't think so, Tim. That was a catchphrase there. That was pretty good.
Yes.
I don't think so, Tim. Richard Karn, home and booze. Al. Al Borland.
He was Al.
He was the sidekick. He was the helper there to the Tim the Tool Man. And then he hosted Family Feud for a few years.
I kind of forgot about that. But
Richard Karn.
I was a pitch man.
69. What's he pitching now? Let me guess. Reverse mortgages.
I don't think so.
Has he fallen and he can't get up?
The retractable garden hose.
Oh, that, okay. I thought it was maybe the walk-in tub.
Yeah.
That's a big one, too.
That's
those are huge. Richard Karn. Those aren't cheap. 69, Lou Diamond Phillips.
In 1957, Ricardo Valenzuela had his family, his talent,
and ball tonight,
and a dream.
Rock and roll.
Come on, baby, just rock.
Look at my Richie.
Here's Richie Valens.
I really dig your music, and I'd like to record it.
He wasn't doing the singing, though.
No.
It was Los Lobos. Was it not?
I think so, yes.
So that's Lou Diamond Phillips.
Liked him in Young Guns.
63 today.
From North Carolina, Edgar, Nick Dick, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, ever watch that Last Dance, Neil? Did you ever see that? It's streaming, so you probably haven't. It's very good. That documentary about the Bulls and Jordan—it's called Last Dance. So if you ever, if you ever get it and find it, find yourself in a hospital that has streaming services, look for it. Michael Jordan, 62. You know, for me, LeBron James could win four more championships before he retires, and I would still consider Michael Jordan the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
to be honest,
I'm on Jordan. Yeah, he's
the way he affected the game. I think
something more different. Yeah, for sure.
And the whole thing where LeBron had the little special 30-minute show just to say who he was signing with in free agency.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Happy birthday to...
There, but we was at the daggone store the other day, and they had these little shorty shorts, and I can't wear little shorty shorts. I ain't very good shape, you know what I mean? I used to be a lifeguard until some blue kid got me fired.
Larry the Cable Guy. He's got a place over in Wisconsin. You hear every now and then that people run into him over in western Wisconsin. Larry the Cable Guy, same age as Michael Jordan. They're both 62 here
Nebraska
today.
Nebraska native, I
believe. Yeah, he's a big Cornhusker fan.
Yeah.
And
a
good golfer. He's on that Pro-Am tour every now and then.
You'll
see him at the Lake Tahoe and over at the Dinosaur and everything. Larry the Cable Guy is 62.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at
once? His guitar was down to his ankles. He had that long, the straight arm guitar playing style. He liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Joe Armstrong, lead singer of Green Day. Neil, are you an American Idiot?
Sometimes I give myself.
I would say yes.
That was one of their songs, American Idiot. That's Basket Case, which I think is my favorite.
Ooh, whenever you're ready, I could be yours in a second or so. Ooh, baby, come and get
Billy Joe Armstrong, 53, from Green Day, and now Brian White.
Ooh, it's all to the
51.
Races. All you gotta do is let me know.
And Billy Joe Armstrong.
Good singer, for sure.
And B.J. Armstrong, not the B.J. Armstrong out of Iowa that played with Jordan and the Bulls. Remember him? He was their point guard.
Yes, he was.
Brian White, you hear his music here on Bob. He's 51.
Come on, sport. I'll drive you to school.
Bite me.
Bite me what?
Bite me, Daddy.
That's better.
There he is, with John Lithgow, and of course, Third Rock from the Sun. He was the, I think, the youngest on that. Oh, yeah, he definitely was. We're talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
Aren't you following along with the list that my staff
provided? I am, yeah. Okay, I didn't know. I wasn't sure who you were.
Right.
I didn't.
That's Joseph Gordon. He was Tommy on Third Rock from the Sun. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I thought that they were grooming him to be Robin in the Dark Knight movies, but it kind of ended in there because his name was Robin, and it sounded like he wanted to do career fighting, and he was chummy with Batman.
But
then that trilogy ended. Maybe that was just a little tease. We got teased, and then a no-show. 44 for Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Paris Hilton. I think it's immeasurable, the positive effects on human civilization and our overall society that Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie had on us, Neil.
Yeah.
When they used to do their show together. I mean, we would not be where we're at as a society without Paris Hilton, who's 44.
Because, honey, your soul could never grow. Oh.
6:34 for Ed Sheeran. You recognize this voice, Neil?
I do,
okay,
actually.
Yes, Ed Sheeran's
He's
a good
pretty
singer.
Pretty talented guy. Baby,
not enough gingers out there singing big pop music these days, and he
right.
definitely is a ginger. In a Ralph Melf-esque kind of way.
Okay.
So Ed Sheeran, 34 today.
Gone but not forgotten. Department store mogul. It seems not very short time ago we had James Cash Penny. Now we have Aaron Monkey Montgomery Ward, 1844.
Yeah, things are changing. You're filing for bankruptcy. That's what's changing.
Yeah.
They just the big box stores just struggled. But in the heyday, at their height, those
yes.
two stores, Penny's and Ward's,
they were
fantastic.
Big.
They were blue.
Yes, they certainly were. We did our share of Ward's shopping, certainly. 1844. Great baseball Hall of Fame announcer. Gosh, for many decades, Cincinnati, Brooklyn, and the New York Yankees in the through the mid-60s, Red Barber, 1908.
Hello, everybody. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game, brought to you by your favorite Post cereals and their terrific new teammate, Post Sugar Crisp.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Post is back to bring you the Dodgers again.
Post Sugar Crisp, which now, of course, it's Honey Crisp.
Right. They were good, though. I like those.
Oh, yeah.
And
puffs
were good.
Of corn. It's good puffs of
yes.
corn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Red Barber right there, born on this day, 1908. Arthur Kennedy was in many Western movies, several, I think, with Jimmy Stewart that I can remember. He was also in Lawrence of Arabia, 1914. R&B singer, he had a big hit, It's All in the Game, Tommy Edwards, 1922.
Many a tear has to fall.
He doesn't remember this.
In the game.
Thankfully, your staff did.
Thankfully for my staff. That was a good one. Tommy Edwards right there. Emmy Award-winning actor Hal Holbrook. He was in plenty of movies. All the President's Men. I remember he was the bad cop in one of the Dirty Harrys. And I think when he was driving away, sadly, there was a bomb in the trunk. And that didn't end well for Hal Holbrook, who was born on this day, 1925.
Ladies and gentlemen, how solemn and beautiful is the thought.
We didn't have him on the list.
That the early
how about football coach Buddy Ryan, 1934?
We go to the sideline where offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride obviously hears something and walks toward defensive coordinator Buddy Ryan, who throws a punch at him.
Feisty, the feisty Buddy Ryan.
Yes. That's good. Yeah, he was not afraid to scrap. And, of course, wasn't he the 3-4? He, you know, he was the
46.
The 46, that's what it was. Yeah, for with the Bears and then the Eagles. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown also did some acting, born on this day, 1936.
Best known for his running, though.
I always thought Superman was white and wore an S, said one opposing coach. But now I know he's black and wears number 32.
That's James Brown in a nutshell. Superman.
Yes, he was tremendous. Not a long career, but a very good career in 1936. And he was in a movie with Raquel Welch. I mean,
he did do some acting. He was.
Yes, he did. Actress and former Miss America, Marianne Mobley, 1939. Different Strokes, Falcon Crest. And that's it. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Gene Pitney, which I think is right up with Tommy Edwards. I don't know.
Yeah, we should have Gene Pitney.
Yeah, we credited your staff for having Tommy Edwards, but this song here, Only Love Can Break a Heart, Gene Pitney. And then this guy, the original Whiskey River.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture.
Before Willie made it famous, Johnny Bush wrote it. released it, and I play it on the All Request Lunch Hour from time to time when I get a request for it, of course.
Take care of me.
Slightly different arrangement there.
Oh, for sure.
Willie did a little different. Of course, the live nature of Willie's version also adds to the excitement. Johnny Bush, 1935. Gene Pitney, 1940. Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon, No Repeat Workday. Let's see what we have here. Should be some good ones. Usually on Monday it is. Lord, I hope this day is good. High Maintenance Woman, Toby Keith. Or I'd Rather Ride Around With You, Reba.
Toby Keith, please.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St.